literally the funniest thing too. Oh, like they're talking about it. And she was like, yeah, Frank Foster meets Off the Record. That's like super cute. And I'm like doing something in the bathroom. I'm like, what the hell are they talking about? We didn't meet Frank Foster, but whatever.
My husband actually called and was like, hey, y'all had the wrong Frank. And I was like,
oh my gosh. I didn't even notice it. But that's so funny. Let's talk about it.
We were kind of hoping that you would share it.
Yeah, I should. We should. Let's just do it again.
We'll do it again.
Let's just do it again. Yes, let's just do it again, and then I'll totally share. That's so funny.
Oh my God.
We are so confident in it. That's
the worst.
Yeah.
She was like,
Frank Foster's a great artist.
Frank means us, yeah.
Yeah, like, he's a great artist, yeah.
Right.
I love it. That's awesome.
We're just a mess. Yeah,
no, it's fine.
We actually got to see you perform. I guess it was at CRS.
Yeah, for New Faces.
Fun. Yeah, it was fun, right?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. You put on one hell of a performance.
Have so much energy. Thank you. And it was so fun.
Yeah, it's that's sort of where we thrive, I think, is you know, just our live performance. And we just play music that makes us smile and makes us dance. And so, you know, hopefully we get the same reaction out of the crowd.
Yeah. And you used to be a cop, correct?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So look at this. I got my little coffee mug here with the...
I get
a bunch of stuff. So I visited a lot of police departments and firehouses throughout the country because of this mental health initiative that I started called Frey. And so they hooked me up with a bunch of swag. And so my wife is just like, stop bringing tumblers home. This is ridiculous.
You can never have enough tumblers.
They grow legs and walk away sometimes.
But I was a cop for 10 years. And so that's a community that's really, really near and dear to my heart. Right. And we, you know, I know firsthand the trauma they deal with on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. And so we wanted to start a mental wellness campaign for them to let them know that, hey, it's okay to be vulnerable. You know, sometimes with that type A personality, they compartmentalize stuff and they're very, very difficult to kind of break through. And so that's what this campaign does. And I think they receive the message a lot better when it comes from someone who's walked a mile in their shoes.
It's amazing.
Yeah, so we've been doing that and really busy. And we had a lot of great positive, you know, reactions to it from the law enforcement community and first responders. And I get to do some pretty cool stuff in the process. You know what I mean?
How did you go from being a cop to a musician, though?
Oh, yeah. That was, I've always done music. This was always my goal. This was always the dream. And so I've been singing and performing my entire life. In 2017, I got the opportunity to, you know, make a decision whether I wanted to try to do this full time, you know, as an independent artist. And I took it.
Pays a little bit better.
Yeah, that's sad too, right? I know. The men and women out there really actually putting their life on the line.
Right.
And I'm over here just drinking tequila and playing country music.
I mean,
you know, it's better.
You put your life on the line a lot.
So. Yeah, sometimes it depends on how much tequila.
You could fall off the stage. It's risky, right?
Yeah, one of my guitar players, actually, he fell off the stage. No. Yeah.
That would be my biggest fear, like tripping over a cord or something and just...
It was so bad, and we're on tour with Old Dominion right now.
Yes.
And so, it's been pretty wild. It's been pretty wild, but he was just like spinning around doing the singing. He just fell off the stage, and he landed great.
Yeah. Good. It's all about the recovery.
He got up and played it so far. I'll show you the video after.
I love it. All right, so we have a game that we play with
everyone.
Burning questions.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. What's something non-sexual that turns you on? Non-sexual, it turns me on. Cooking. Yeah.
I feel like that's the common answer.
Food.
I mean, because that's what it is. It's food porn.
Yeah. What kind of cooking do you like?
I love, like, greasy Mexican food.
Of course.
Obviously, it's comfort food for me, right?
Yeah.
And I'm so good at it.
What's your best Mexican dish that you can make?
Green chili chicken enchiladas.
Oh, that sounds good.
I am so hungry right now.
I can get down. I'm telling you. That's why my wife married me, I think.
Exactly.
There you go. Just for the enchiladas.
The enchiladas. So, you taste like enchiladas too, Frank.
Hey.
Whoa.
Hey, let's go. See, non-sexual. Now we're talking about innuendo.
That turns into it.
I love it. Well, we appreciate you talking to us, and we're going to send you off with a shot glass that changes colors.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Wow, when it's cold, hot, it doesn't matter?
When it's cold, yeah.
That's great. Cool. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, ladies. I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
That was so much fun.
Awesome.
This is awesome.
All right. Love you.
Love y'all. Frank Foster.
Frank Foster,
y'all.
For life.
We have to tag him.
We are.
Hey, everybody. This is your boy, Frank Foster. Make sure you go check me out. Follow me on social media, baby. Let's go.
I'm
never going to get over that now.
I know.
So great. All right, ladies.